Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
It's just way to the left or way to the right, way too extreme, and I find myself politically homeless right now, which we talk about in our bonus content at thebirdshow.com/bonusbs. And then Abby has the most cringeworthy flirtation that I have ever heard in my life.
I don't know why I would call it a flirtation.
Nah.
Maybe unsolicited photos that made me and my friend very uncomfortable.
Right, but they're not kind of entirely what you guys are thinking. Go to the bonus content for this. It's
it's a weird way to try to hook up with your ex.
Very,
100%.
Birdshow.com/bonusbs. All right, so she got in trouble because she and her man have a curfew?
Exactly that. Two very grown adults who apparently have a curfew. So I'm on this like triple date. It's me, it's a good friend of mine, and he's bringing a friend of his whom I've met a couple times but don't really know. But we're going out to like this birthday celebration, and we're all sitting around at the table, and immediately I can kind of tell that this couple has like some bad energy. Like, I didn't know if this was kind of their normal way of being, but you could feel it. Like, if you ever out with a couple, you could tell they were probably arguing before they got there, but they're trying to hide it type of thing.
Something went down in the car, but they're just trying to put on a face and be amicable in public. But you know there's something brewing underneath.
You can feel it. Yeah.
We got to do this one of these days. It's like, what is the biggest event that you had to show up for, but you got into an argument with your significant other, like, on the way?
Oh, I would love to kick it off.
Those suck, yeah, man.
That's the worst.
I was crying, and I had to like pull the tears together before going on national television.
Ooh,
like a CNN thing?
No.
What was it?
I'll tell you. I'm not. Why we're doing it now?
Yeah, we're doing it right here, right now.
No, let's do it. Let's go spice up.
So remember when I did the HGTV makeover for my show?
Yeah.
Or not for my show, but for our house. Mm-hmm. My husband, not my husband at the time, my boyfriend at the time, now husband, he and I got into an argument because the whole thing, it was a lot. Anyway, and on the way over to the house for the big reveal that they're going to film for the show, he and I get in a huge fight and we're walking up the driveway. Neither of us want to be there. I mean,
cameras are on at this point, or they're just fixing the house up?
No. I mean, like, the cameras aren't on, but they're about, I mean, like, literally about as we walk in the door, we're supposed to be like, oh, this is beautiful. This is amazing.
So the house is already done.
The house is done. Like, they're filming the reveal of the home. And Bart and I had it out because we had massive disagreements about this whole renovation and being a part of the show. And I'm not afraid. He was right. Okay. Turns out he was right. But in the moment, I was very passionate and I was upset about him, like, you know, stealing my thunder and pooping on my sparkle and all the other things. And I remember what I was wearing. And we both, like, we got into an argument that we sat in silence on the way there. And then we get there and they could tell by our faces. And Bart did not want to be there. I mean, he gave the worst reaction ever. And I'm over here overreacting because I'm like in my head about this argument. And I'm like,
trying to sell it.
Everybody's been there, man. When you're going, I've been in this situation too before, like with my ex-wife, where we're meeting a whole bunch of friends at a restaurant or a bar and we're arguing in the car and we're arguing. But as soon as the door opens up, like, and we see our friends, hi, you guys! We're a happy couple, you guys!
I never feel like I'm selling it like that, like I need to either. Uh-huh. So I'm pretty sure that's exactly what was going on with them. And I mean, they might have lasted all of 5 minutes before I can kind of just see them whispering, but it's like one of those aggressive whispers back and forth to each other. Yep. And then he says to her something to the extent of, well, now you know what it feels like, or something like that. And then she kind of gets up and accidentally knocks her drink over and just walks out.
Accidentally?
I don't think she meant to, but okay. Her aggression of getting up and grabbing her jacket, she knocked it over. And so I'm sitting there, like, we're just sitting there as two couples, and now him. And just, it's just really quiet and awkward.
But now he owes you.
We gotta know. So I think I just awkwardly said to him, like, everything all right? and he was like, well, I guess I might as well tell y'all. So I'm like, yeah, what happened? And he says, well, she's mad because I didn't come home until late last night, and I did it on purpose because of an incident that happened with us a couple of weeks ago where she stayed out past her curfew.
Past her curfew.
That's exactly what he said. So I said, come again? You said curfew? And he said curfew. He said, I guess when they decided to get engaged, they both didn't appreciate how much each other was going out. And so a way that they were to meet in the middle for that was to just give each other a 2 a.m. curfew.
2 a.m.? That is a late curfew.
Well, it depends where you are in your life.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's true. But yeah, they have a curfew. I guess she had a high school friend that's a guy, and she said nothing was going on. It was just like he was graduating or something. He was going to the military, I believe. And she wanted to go celebrate with him, and he didn't want to come. So in her mind, I asked you to come. You didn't want to come, and so she stayed out, and they stayed out till 4 in the morning. But she did FaceTime him, I guess, at 2 to say, I'm not going to make it home for my curfew. But he didn't feel like that was enough.
Oh,
he felt like the curfew was a curfew for a reason. And so he got her back by staying out past the curfew the night before, and that's why they argue.
If we reframe the word, it's really, it doesn't sound so awful to me. Look, we just made an agreement that nothing good happens after 2 in the morning. We both agreed on that. We're going to be out drinking. You make stupid decisions after 2, so we just agreed we'll be home by 2 in the morning. Instead of using the word curfew, then it seems more digestible, but because that word curfew just feels so restrictive.
And like, you know, whenever I go out, I always let my husband know I should be back by X time, right? So whether you want to call that a curfew or not, we don't have a set, but I should be back. And if I'm not, of course I'm going to call and be like, hey, either I'm having a blast or we're deep into conversation or whatever it is, and I'm going to be a little later. I'm not going to come till blank. But to get so mad and so petty, and then to do it to her.
Yeah, they got problems, bro.
So petty.
They got problems.
So she know, now you know what it feels that's like. That's not the sign of a healthy relationship.
Not at all.
Let's just say there are cracks in the foundation.
Abby, you got your dating, comes to you with the idea of curfews for the two of you. How was that received?
Not well, Kristen. I think it does kind of depend on the situation. Like, I think it would vary from couple to couple. Like, if I'm dating a guy for 4 weeks, and he's like, you better be home by 10 p.m. I'm dumping his butt.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna work.
Never has another step, right?
But if I'm like married to somebody and they're like, hey, we should just be home by midnight. I'm like, all right, whatever. I feel like that's fair. Like 2 a.m., I feel like it's very generous.
It is. But I couldn't do it either way. That word curfew not gonna work for me.
Hey, The Bird Show.